You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
Did you know that rideshare accidents have skyrocketed by over 300% in the last 5 years? With millions relying on Uber and Lyft every day, most riders don't realize how legally complicated things can get when a crash happens. Who's responsible? The driver? The company? Your insurance? In today's episode of the Injury Helpline Podcast, we're breaking down everything you need to know if you're ever injured in a rideshare accident, from the fine print in those app terms to what to say and not say after the impact. Let's talk about legal rights, real cases, and what justice looks like when the driver isn't you.
Those numbers are truly eye-opening, especially considering how many people rely on these services every day. I've been looking at some data that shows millions of rides happening in just a single day across the country.
Well, here's what makes these cases so fascinating. The insurance coverage changes completely depending on whether the driver was actively transporting someone, waiting for a ride, or just driving their personal vehicle.
So it's not as simple as just filing a regular car insurance claim then?
Not at all, and here's why. When a driver is actively transporting a passenger, they're typically covered by up to $1 million in commercial insurance. But, and this is crucial, that coverage drops significantly when they're just waiting for a ride request.
Do you know what really concerns me about all this? The limited training these drivers receive compared to traditional taxi drivers.
Exactly right. And let me add something most people don't realize. Many of these drivers are working across multiple platforms simultaneously, juggling both Uber and Lyft apps, which creates even more distractions.
That's exactly why having access to the injury helpline becomes so critical in these situations. They're available 24/7 for free consultations, right?
Well, yes. And let me share something particularly alarming. Studies show that rideshare drivers are 27% more likely to be involved in accidents during those moments when they're actively checking their phones for new rides.
Oh, wow, that's a significant increase in risk. What should people do immediately after being involved in one of these accidents?
So here's the critical sequence. First, ensure everyone's safety and call emergency services if needed. Then you need to document everything. Take photos, get witness information, and most importantly, screenshot your ride status in the app before it disappears.
That last point about screenshots is something I bet most people wouldn't think about in the moment.
You're right. And here's another crucial detail. Many injuries from these accidents don't show up immediately. We've seen cases where symptoms didn't appear until days or even weeks later.
That must make the legal process even more complicated.
It really does. And that's why connecting with the injury helpline immediately is so important. Their attorneys understand these unique challenges and can start protecting your rights from day one with absolutely no upfront costs.
The timing of when you reach out makes a huge difference in these cases.
You know, it really does. Evidence can disappear quickly, and insurance companies start building their defense immediately. Let me share a recent case. A passenger was injured when their Uber driver was hit by another vehicle, and it involved three different insurance companies, all trying to avoid responsibility.
That sounds like a nightmare to navigate without proper legal help.
Well, it can be. But here's what makes the injury helpline so valuable. They have a nationwide network of attorneys who specifically understand these complex rideshare cases. They can match you with someone who knows your local laws and regulations.
So they really take the guesswork out of finding the right legal representation.
Exactly. And let me emphasize something important. Their attorneys work on a contingency fee basis, which means you don't pay unless they win your case or secure a settlement.
That must provide real peace of mind for people who are already dealing with medical bills and other expenses.
Speaking of expenses, let's talk about the types of compensation people might be entitled to. We're looking at medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering, and in some cases, even punitive damages if the negligence was particularly severe.
The scope of potential damages really shows why having immediate access to legal help is so crucial.
And here's something else to consider. Rideshare accidents often involve multiple liable parties. You might have claims against the driver, the rideshare company, other vehicles involved, and sometimes even government entities if road conditions played a role.
That level of complexity really highlights why the Injury Helpline's 24/7 availability is so important.
Absolutely right. And remember, everyone, if you're involved in an Uber or Lyft accident, don't wait to get help. The Injury Helpline is there around the clock, ready to connect you with experienced attorneys who can protect your rights and help you get the compensation you deserve.